Hi, this is Yishai Bain. I'd like to welcome you back to Old Daf's Daf and Practice Series. I remember way back in the beginning of COVID, I was listening to Divrei Chizuk, a shmuz from Rabbi Arye Leibowitz, Shlita. And he was addressing the new reality that we all faced, that we were no longer able to daven in shul, we were no longer able to daven with a minyan, we were all davening b'yachidus at home. He suggested that if it would enhance your ability to pay attention to your davening, although we always daven quietly, Shemana Esrei, at home, with no one else around, it would be permissible to daven out loud. And it intrigued me. It was very interesting. I wasn't familiar with such a halacha. But thankfully, Rabbi Leibowitz has a wonderful sefer, Hakone Olamo. And in the section on tefillah in Siman Chaf Beis, he has a long, beautiful article, shtickle, on this idea of tefillah b'kol. And he discusses this idea. You see, the Gemara in today's daf, Yuma daf ayin gimel, discussing when someone consults with the Urim V'Tumim, how are you supposed to consult? How are you supposed to talk? And the Gemara says, you shouldn't be maharher b'libo. You shouldn't just think the words. You shouldn't talk too loudly. Similar to Chana, the way Chana davened in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Gemara towards the bottom of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. And the Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Aleph uses Tfilas Chana as the source that you shouldn't daven Shemona Esrei too much out loud. However, if you look in Brachos Daf Chaf Dalid, the Gemara tells us that if you aren't able to pay attention to your davening, then you would be able to daven out loud. But the Gemara does disqualify that and says, well, it depends. That's only if you're davening at home. If you're davening in shul, it could disturb other people, then you shouldn't daven out loud regardless. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens in Aruch Chaim Simen Kuf Aleph in Sif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch says, lo yisbal b'libo, you shouldn't daven in your heart. You have to articulate the words, mechatech advarim, you have to articulate it. However, lo yashmiya kolo, don't do it too loud. V'meini yochel achavin b'lachash, if you are unable to pay attention when you're davening quietly, mutal lahagbiya kolo, you could raise your voice. V'hanimi, that's only true b'ino lebin asma, if you're davening alone. Avo b'tzibur, if you're davening in the public with other people, aser, then it's forbidden to daven aloud. The asi limitra tzibura, you're going to disturb other people. So if you're davening at home, you're davening alone, and it could enhance your tefillah, you may be able to daven out loud. That's what it seems from the Shulchan Aruch. But you could argue that's not really so true. That's only if you can't have kavana at all. If you're unable to pay attention. You're unable to daven properly when you're davening quietly. The truth is that the Taz, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Tanches, says that's not true. Mikol Makom, says the Taz, even if it's just an incremental help that you're able to daven aloud, it would increase your ability to pay attention to davening. It would be permissible, says the Taz, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. However, and Rabbi Leibowitz does quote this, it's not so simple because the Bir Halacha is not so fond of this Taz. And he says, Lemaisa from the Zohar. The Zohar says that if someone davens out loud, that other people are able to hear his tefillah, or loud enough that someone else would be able to hear his tefillah, it's a discussion, then Ein Tefillah Nishmas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, isn't able to hear his davening. And therefore, the Bir Halacha does not recommend for incremental added kavana to daven out loud. But all agree that if you're unable to pay attention at all, then you would be able to daven out loud. When you're davening at home, there's actually a discussion. Maybe it's preferable, the Prisha says, maybe you should daven at home as opposed to at Tzibur if that's what it takes in order to have kavana. The Bir Halacha isn't fond of that either, generally. That brings a whole other discussion about davening b'tzibur versus davening b'yachid. What would be the circumstances? But in terms of if you're davening at home, should you daven out loud if it enhances your kavana? The Bir Halacha at the end of the day is not so fond of it, but it's based on a Zohar, and everyone should make that assessment, talk to their Rebbe about how to come out on this question.